Coach, thanks for joining us today here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio.
Definitely. I'm glad that I could be here tonight. Everything going okay for you today?
They're going great. Joined here with Jason Jones and Casey Allen. Coach, how's the adjustment coming? I know you've been out searching for a staff here the last couple of weeks, but just give us a quick preview or a quick synopsis of how your first few days, for a few weeks in Ruston have been.
You know what? They've been great. I can't tell you how wonderful everybody in Ruston has been and just the entire Louisiana Tech family. Just from a standpoint of getting here, meeting people, having the opportunity to get out a little bit in the community, but at the same time trying to get to meet our players, know our players, watch film, get into recruiting, get a staff together, and all the things that go on when you first take over a new position. It's a little bit like drinking through a fire hose. There's no way you can absorb all the information that's coming at you all at the same time, but it has been great. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about it.
Coach, we'll start off with the members of your staff that you guys have announced, starting right. with, of course, Tim Rattay, very successful quarterback here at Louisiana Tech. Talk about your thought process when it went into hiring Tim Rattay.
Well, we talked a little bit about when you put a staff together. I talked at the press conference about we had to make sure that we had some Louisiana flavor from a recruiting standpoint, some people that have the opportunity to really kind of give you some inroads getting into the state of Louisiana recruiting. But you also have to have some Louisiana Tech flavor. And I sat down and looked at some of the alumni that were into coaching or trying to get into coaching, and it doesn't get any bigger than the name Tim Rattay. And having the opportunity to talk with him and spend some time with him, really impressed, as he's been, you know, he's a young man that not only had great success here as a player and can sit down and talk to a player about, I've sat in your seat. I mean, literally that seat right there that you're sitting in. I've played here. I've done it here. I have the opportunity to go to the NFL for 8 years, then play a couple of years in the UFL. And really what he's done, even getting into coaching, as he's been coaching for the last couple of years in the UFL. And I just think he's a great addition. He's a great young man. He's a great spokesperson for this university. And I feel really fortunate to have the opportunity to be able to put him on the staff.
Coach, have y'all decided where he will what he will be coaching on the staff?
Yeah, right now he's going to be with the wide receivers. That's who he's been working with, the wide receivers at when he was in the UFL, and talking to a couple of the coaches that were out there, and that's where he feels really comfortable right now as he's getting his feet wet. I think he's a guy that could coach a number of positions. I think if you were going to give him the running backs, the wide receivers, the quarterbacks, I think there's a lot of different places that he could go, and he gave us some flexibility. But right now the coordinator is going to coach quarterbacks, and he's going to coach the outside wide receivers.
Well, Coach, you mentioned getting connections to Louisiana is big, and I don't think you can do much better than the hire you made. It's been done before. Frank Wilson, the coach at O.P. Walker, has been a top recruiter in the South for a long time. Right down the road from O.P. Walker, you can't get any better than Edna Carr. Three straight state championship games. They won it this year. Coach DeLuke, it seems like every player down there knows who he is, looks up to him, and I just think that's a tremendous hire.
Well, you know, again, you have the opportunity to sit down with a guy like Jabbar Jalouk and just to get to know him. And when we brought him up and went through the interview process, put him on the board, obviously he knows football. And as a high school coach, you've got to coach offense, defense, skilled, offensive line, D-line. But, boy, where he really just blew me away in the interview process was when we started talking about how to deal with players, the relationship with the players, how to deal with people, what his expectations are, the standard that he holds his team to. I was just really impressed with him as a person. I think he's going to do a great job. I mean, obviously, when you talked about the success he's had on the field, he's from the city of New Orleans. He grew up there. He was an inner-city youngster growing up there and then having the opportunity to grow up, to play the game, and then become a coach and now be a head coach for the last 8 years at Carr. And what he's done there and the relationship that he builds with his players really is what sold me on him. And I think he'll do not only a great job recruiting, I'm going to put Coach DeLuke's going to coach your running backs, and I think he's got an opportunity to be a great father figure to some very talented young running backs that we have here in our program at Louisiana Tech.
Well, Coach, recruiting, obviously, lifeblood for a program. You had a top 50 class last year. You were packed in there on the – I know you coaches don't care about rankings, but you were packed in there with Cincinnati, South Florida, West Virginia, Pittsburgh, a lot of your conference mates in those rankings, but you did it with only 20 signees, where West Virginia and Cincinnati signed almost 30. So really quality players. You've got 4 weeks. I know it's been a whirlwind so far for you. You probably can take a breath in about 4 weeks, but what – I mean, are y'all just like cramming film, calling – I mean, is it dead still? When can you start calling kids, and do you expect a big group this weekend?
Well, we've been dead pretty much from the 17th. I think so, from about the 17th, it's been dead, and you haven't been able to be on the road. But we have been putting it together here in the office, watching film, getting every piece of information we can get, talking to high school coaches, just trying to make our own evaluations as you come in here. And it's really kind of come at a good time with all this downtime as a new staff walking in to get familiar with all the recruits. But you're right, you know, when you look at, we can't push this back. We've got to go at it hard as we can go for the next 3.5 weeks until we get to signing date. And once signing date gets here, then we have a chance to kind of take a deep breath, step back, maybe go back home, put your house up on for sale, those type of things, and then come back. But right now, recruiting doesn't wait for anybody, and there's an adage that says recruiting's like shaving. You got to do it every day or you're going to look like a bum. And I think as we are here as a new staff, one of the hard things and one of the time that really becomes time-consuming is getting to know your present team to understand what your needs are in recruiting. I think it's going to be really important. I've said this all along. I'm more concerned about the ones we get than the ones we lose. I don't want to come in here and just get into a mass offer where we try and offer as many as we can and then see which ones want to come. I think we really got to set our crosshairs, and that's what we've been doing the last couple weeks, on where we want to go, who we've identified. We've been able to call once a week right now after talking to coaches and getting transcripts and those type of things. And I think the key to this class is going to be not necessarily just the quantity, but the quality. And we've got to make sure that the ones that we take have an opportunity either to come in and make an immediate impact on the field, whether that be a young player, a freshman, or a junior college player. And then we've got to make sure that we bring some people in here that are going to answer some long-term goals for us that are also going to have the opportunity to help us achieve that long-term success.
Well, Coach, one of the newcomers on your staff that most people are not familiar with would be Joe Sloan, who of course played for you at East Carolina and followed you to South Florida, and he was on your staff. Just tell us a little bit about Joe Sloan.
Okay, Joe Sloan was a walk-on for us at East Carolina. He held for us, was a walk-on quarterback, ran our scout teams. He was like having a coach on the field, even as a player. I think he's an absolute bulldog, and I think that he is just, he's relentless. He gets after it from a recruiting standpoint. From an understanding football standpoint, he's always been a student of the game. We had an opportunity to have him be a graduate assistant for us at South Florida, where I thought he did some great things. He's a younger guy. He's very technology based. I mean, as far as all the Facebook and the Twitter and the recruiting and relating to players and everything, I think he really does a nice job. And I think he's going to be with the inside receivers, and having him and Tim Rattay, I think, are going to give us two outstanding young football coaches that are really breaking into the business that I think are going to be stars in the business one day.
Coach, then you've got two guys on the defensive side of the ball that Louisiana Tech fans are most familiar with, and Stan Egan and Coach Coons. Was that a difficult decision once you sat down and talked to both of those guys?
No, it really wasn't. I mean, you look at Stan Egan and everywhere he's been. He's been at Alabama. He's been at TCU. He's been at Texas A&M. I mean, he's been at UNLV. He's got about 30 years of experience in coaching. He's known as one of the better recruiters around the country. He's a great person. He's a good man. He's a chemistry guy. He's a staff chemistry person. I think he does a great job with his players. When I had first come in here and had the opportunity to have my team meeting, a number of the defensive linemen came up to me and asked me to really consider Stan hard because they really wanted to have him as their coach for their senior year. I just think he's got great respect amongst the team, amongst the people in the community. He's an outstanding person. He's a family man. It was really not a hard decision at all, and I felt really fortunate to have the opportunity to hire him. And then with Jeff Koontz, I think Jeff Koontz is a lot like Tim Rattay and a Joe Sloan. I think he's now been here 2 years, but I think he's very energetic. I think from a recruiting standpoint, he's had great success on the field. His dad is a junior college coach. He's a lot like myself. He grew up around the game. He's a student of the game. Again, I think he's one of those young, bright stars. And I think both of those guys, I feel very fortunate that we're able to keep him on the staff. And I know, sometimes you look at numbers and numbers can be deceiving because they were the same coaches that were on the field a year earlier when we won the WAC conference predominantly with an outstanding defense. So I think they're very good football coaches. I think they're good recruiters. I think they help keep some continuity on this staff from where this football team has been and continue to keep the success and the energy that's on the field right now rolling forward. So I think they're both great additions. I'm really excited about the three young guys that we put on the offensive side of the ball and those two guys that are going to be able to stay with us. And I'm excited about some more of the announcements that are going to be coming as we continue to move forward here.
Coach Holtz, Casey bad. Allen here. It's fine. I've never heard of me either. I have a non-football related question to ask you. I work out at Squire Creek, and I look forward to hopefully meeting you out there at some point. Just look for the not very tall guy wearing a bow tie. I wanted to know if I know your dad heard he likes to play golf. I'm wondering, what are the odds of maybe Father Lou coming out there playing around? Maybe I could get him a Diet Coke or something. What are the odds of that ever happening?
Well, you know what? It's definitely going to happen. Everywhere that I've been, he's come out here. He's come to spring practice, had an opportunity to spend a couple days, be on the field. The biggest thing that I tell him is, here's a notepad, write down everything you see. Because if I don't, he's going to be in the middle of the huddle trying to coach everybody, trying to tell everybody what to do. But I am extremely blessed to have the opportunity to have a father that's had the type of success that he has in this business. And for him to be able to come in kind of from a consultant standpoint, to be able to watch what we're doing offensively, defensively, special teams, our personnel, to be able to watch all that and give me just kind of a bird's eye view what it looks like from 10,000 feet rather than being in the middle of it. And when he comes out here, he's definitely a guy that that loves to play golf, and we're going to get him out there to see that golf course while he's here.
Coach, I have one more recruiting question. You lose 30 plus seniors, tons of receivers, O-line, linebacker. Are those kind of the focuses of this class? Are you not looking at certain positions, just, quality kids? What's kind of the focus for the next couple of weeks?
No, you're exactly right. And it's hard anytime you lose 31 seniors. I mean, that's a third of your football team, maybe even more than a third of your football team, which is an awful lot to replace. And I think you have to be careful. You don't want to go sign just 31 freshmen, and then you've got one-third of your team that's going to be really young. I think you have to break that up, and you want to sign a couple junior college players where you feel like you're going to need some immediate help, and I think you saw some of that on the defensive side of the ball with our mid-year signees with two linebackers and a defensive lineman. But right now, really, some of the focus has been really with the wide receivers and the offensive line. That's been the biggest focus. When you look at the young running backs that are here that have had an awful lot of talent on the field, when you look at having four senior offensive linemen walk out the door last year, you've got another five senior offensive linemen this year. You need to make sure that you bring some people in here to try and balance out your classes so you don't get so lopsided and you don't go through another year where you have just 31 seniors, because as much as that's great to have success on the field, it does leave a pretty big hole when those 31 players walk off the field. So the biggest priorities that we're putting into this class right now would be on defense. We're going to take a little bit of everything, about three linebackers. We're going to take about three or four in the secondary. We'll take a couple up front. I think we're going to take probably two more up front on the defensive line. So when you look at it, we're going to have a pretty big we're going to be pretty balanced on the defensive side of the ball, but the offense, it's going to predominantly be offensive linemen and wide receivers.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you joining us here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm sure we'll have you back on in the future, and wish you much success here in Ruston and at Louisiana Tech.
Well, I look forward to it. I look forward to some more of these announcements that are going to be coming out here in the next couple of days as we round off the staff. But really appreciate y'all having me on tonight, and I look forward to this being one of many opportunities that we'll have to spend some time together.
Absolutely, Coach. Thanks again.
Thanks, Coach.
Y'all have a great night. Thank you. Bye now.
Skip Holtz, head football coach, Louisiana Tech, joining us here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio.